Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874. And we are a live radio call-in show, so give us a call. Today, we are talking to Natalia Rodriguez Flores. She is a mental health counselor and an American Family Therapist intern for the Imperial County Behavioral Health Department. Good morning, Natalia.
Good morning.
Good morning. And today, what are we going to be talking about?
Post-traumatic stress disorder.
Okay. What, just in a very short overview, what is post-traumatic stress disorder, or better known as PTSD?
Uh-huh. It's basically when someone endures some sort of trauma and it affects them in their life in various ways. Mm-hmm. It impairs them in areas as well. And there are certain criteria that is needed to be diagnosed with PTSD. Mm-hmm. And then they also have the acute stress disorder. Mm-hmm. And that's if the trauma had been just within 6 months, the symptoms have only been within 6 months. And then after that, it could be placed under post-traumatic because of the length of time, it's more chronic. Mm-hmm.
Who does this affect? Does it affect just a certain population?
I think overall, I'm not exactly sure as far as the numbers, but a pattern that I've seen is at some point these individuals that we work with in mental health have been affected in some sort of way. Something traumatic has happened in their life. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times they don't recognize it. A lot of the clients grew up in a domestic violent home and they thought that was normal. And they have these symptoms where they have nightmares of that stuff, or they're hypervigilant, things like that. And they don't realize that that's post-traumatic for them. They just saw it as something that was within their household. Mm-hmm.
You mentioned about, you know, they experiencing things, events when they were, you know, growing up. Does this only affect adults only and not children are exempt?
No, as well as children. But I think those who work with children, it'd be something that could be happening in that moment or even more recent. By the time I see them, because they are adults, it's typically something that happened in their childhood. And like I said, I think a lot of it is that they're not educated on it. Even when asking them if something traumatic has happened in their life, sometimes they just don't see the connection of it being traumatic, or not even knowing what trauma is. 'Cause it could be something that's like a single event, like being in an accident, or something that was ongoing, like viewing domestic violence, or if they were abused. And even something that happened at birth could be traumatic, not necessarily that it goes under the post-traumatic stress disorder, but it was part of the birthing experience. I had a client like that the other day who had denied trauma, and I explored accidents, if they ever witnessed anything. And fortunately, that client's mother was there, and I had asked her about her pregnancy with this child. Because it just seemed like cognitively mm-hmm. he was delayed. There was something there. Mm-hmm. And the mother had mentioned when she had him, she didn't have him full term. She had mentioned she went, I guess, to the restroom. Mm-hmm. And she had the baby not knowing, and he had fallen.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, he had fallen in the toilet and had a major head injury. And that doctors had told her that everything was going to be fine. And I asked her about developmental like markers.
Yes.
And
milestones.
Yeah, and she had mentioned that she couldn't say specifically, but he was always delayed compared mm-hmm. to the other siblings.
Yeah.
And she just thought that it was...
That was,
yeah.
That was
yeah, she didn't realize like how that had affected him, and coming to treatment, she was trying to focus on his behaviors, but not realizing how it's connected to mm-hmm. what had happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so that happens often with clients, that they don't see like the connection.
Mm-hmm. What are the types of treatment that are provided for post-traumatic stress disorder?
Well, typically when the clients come in, they're assessed, and after that they would begin seeing the nurse and the doctor, and so they're first placed on medication. Stabilization mm-hmm. is the first part, and when they begin therapy, if they're referred to therapy, usually they continue with stabilization for a good amount of time. They have problems with sleep, nightmares and just chronic worrying, and they can't manage stress well. Some might be using drugs mm-hmm. still, or maybe in abusive relationships, things like that. And so that has to be addressed first. And then after that, depending on the types of memories that they have, if there's something that could be worked with, if they're not distorted, if they come more like movie clips or pictures mm-hmm. That they can work through, then we can begin the imagery rescripting therapy.
So you have a couple of options for treatment. You can
yeah.
just have medication, and you can have medication with psychotherapy,
mm-hmm.
or you might just end up with one or a combination of both.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it depends on the individual.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, typically they'll be on medication for some time.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.